Well, good morning. Good morning, little ones. It's good. You're all so proper. So good to have all of you here. Glad you're here. I have a question for you this morning. Yeah.
Money.
Money. It is a question about money. You are very wise, Grasshopper. What is the most amount of money, kids only, that you've ever had all at one time?
That.
Where? Yeah. That's your brother.
Yeah.
Most money you've ever had in your whole life all at one time.
Monopoly money?
Or no,
Monopoly?
Not Monopoly money.
Monopoly's not a kid.
Yeah, the real deal. Most money, like birthday money, Christmas money, Halloween money, St. Smithin's Day money. Over $500? I could use a... Is that true, Mom?
Yeah.
The grandparents, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your modeling jobs. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
How much money... What's the most money you've ever had all at one time? $17,000? I'm telling you, kids have changed. Yeah. How about you? $21. That sounds about right to me, too. Yeah, about 21. So imagine if... Hey, guys, come on over here. Come on over. Join us. Oh, hi. We're having the children's sermon. Yeah. Excellent. What if I said you need to give everything... All $500, all $17,000, $21, give it all, you have to give it all away.
I do that.
Right now.
Because I have backup money.
You missed that. She said, that would be fine with me, I have backup money. I'm suddenly feeling very inadequate. So what if you had to give your backup money and your first money, and just so you have to give it all away?
That'd be okay.
Okay, you can go back to your places. That'd be fine. You'd be fine with me because I just get another modeling job and it'll be fine. Well, it's hard, right? I mean, in today's lesson for today, Jesus talks about this widow. And you know how much money she had? It wasn't $17,000. Right? It was this much.
What?
Now, I have a question for you. What did you do with your money?
I saved it in the bank.
I did too.
And I only took like $10 out so I could spend it.
You only took $10 out so you could spend it. What did you buy?
I forgot.
You forgot. It was really important. Okay. Well, in the story for today, Jesus talks about a widow. And she's a poor widow. She doesn't have any money coming in. And she gives everything she has.
Even to money.
This is it.
Two pennies?
It was two copper coins worth about
one penny.
That's all. Can you imagine if that's all you had in the whole world? What can you buy with a penny? Something at the cheap store. Yeah, there's not much you can buy with a penny. And so was that very much of a gift?
No.
Yeah, so she just put one penny in the offering plate and then that was it. So it wasn't very much, right? Jesus says it was so cool. Because it was all that she had. She just had one little penny. She didn't have money to go buy ice cream or... As one in the 8 o'clock service said, an Xbox 360. That's not the point, is it? She couldn't even go buy food because she only had one little penny and she gave all that she had. And God said, you know what? That was worth more than people who gave thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. You know why?
Because it was, she gave all the money.
Yeah, it was all that she had. Well, do you know anybody who can just give everything away?
No.
It's really hard, is it?
Jesus. I don't know.
Yes. We're sending you to seminary, Brada. Yeah. Jesus, yeah. If you remember, you know, Jesus did give everything he had away. He gave his whole life. But God isn't calling so much for you to give all your money away. That's not really the point. Jesus wants you to give something very special away. God wants to give yourself away. So you can give money, but you can also give friendship and love. You can give respect to each other. You can help all those old people out there come to know God and know Jesus a little bit better. There's all kinds of ways that you can spend your everything.
He died.
Who?
Jesus.
The littlest one among us says, he died. Jesus. You're right. And he gave everything away for that. So we're called also to give what we can so that God's love can be heard by all. So I'm going to give you each a little gift. The littlest.
Money.
Yes, but how much am I going to give you?
All of it.
One penny.
No, all of it.
Now, if you are, that is all of it, fella. Now, here's the deal. I want you to think about these pennies. Now, if you are really little, I'm not going to give you one because you might swallow it. So keep these away from the babies, okay? Because babies, you know what babies do with pennies? They eat them. Can you give one to your sister? Thank you. And I want you to, every day, think about this penny and how this represents the widow's mite, how she gave everything to God, and how God gives everything to you. Okay? Thank you. Did everybody get one? I don't think our little guys down there got one.